This is the fourth year in a row, actually, that the Assembly has passed the DREAM Act. And as we all know, there's opposition in the Senate. This is the first year, though, that the governor has included in its budget. So that's a big step. Now, you know, we still have a while to go until April 1st when we see a budget happen. But we think the inclusion of the DREAM Act in the governor's budget for the first time, that's a major step, and we're hopeful for 2015.
Tell us more about the DREAM Act. What does it contain?
So the DREAM Act is something that I think a lot of people have misconceptions about. Basically, what it would do is it would provide undocumented immigrants, youth who have come over here at a certain age when they were young, and allows them to be able to access tuition assistance, the tuition assistance program. So all it really does is to make sure that it changes the rules so that it allows these kids to be able, kids who have grown up in New York, who have gone to New York State public schools, and allows them to access tuition assistance to be able to go on to higher education. It doesn't reserve any kind of money for them. It just allows them to be on the same playing field as everybody else. And so that's really what it does. And the governor has made sure that there is additional funding in TAP to cover anything. So, you know, it doesn't take any money away from citizen kids or native-born kids. It just says, these are kids who are New Yorkers. Let's make sure they can stand on the same footing and go to college and be able to become the leaders of the state.
You have a 10-point agenda. The DREAM Act is at the top of the agenda. What else are you pushing for this year?
So a couple major items. One is the DREAM Act. Number two is really thinking about how do we deal with the needs of the thousands of unaccompanied minor kids who have come to New York State and also the communities that are receiving them. I think the thing to note is that a lot of the school districts that are receiving them in Long Island, for example, are struggling. There's no doubt about it. And so we are saying, how do we make sure that the school districts that are seeing large increases in enrollment, they have the aid that they need so they can hire the teachers, so they can hire the aides, and also to make sure that these kids have the mental health services, they've seen some terrible trauma, and have the legal services that they need. We found that more than half of them are eligible for existing forms of relief. So we're saying, how do we make sure that these kids and these communities are supported so that they can thrive? And then the last piece is really thinking through, how do we make sure that the governor's Office of New Americans, something he created just a little while ago, it's paying huge economic dividends. How do we double down on that investment to make sure New York's economy moves forward?
Some people might suggest that isn't immigration a federal government issue? Why is the state government involved?
So the state government can and should be involved because there are a lot of items that state and local governments can do to support immigrants. And guess what? You're not only supporting immigrants, you're supporting everybody. Right. If you're able to take newcomers who come in with a lot of skills and a lot of energy, make sure that they learn English, make sure they can get quality jobs or start small businesses and hire other folks. This is a win-win for everybody. And I think this is something that crosses partisan lines, something that Democrats can get behind, but also something that Republicans can get behind.
I think when some people hear the word immigration, they automatically think Mexicans, Central Americans, people from Hispanic, Latin American cultures. But you've worked with a group called the Korean Immigrant Workers' Rights Project and the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund. Asian immigrants, perhaps they're not always on the radar.
You know, the great thing about New York is that our immigrant communities, our immigrant populations are so diverse. Latinos actually make up about a third of the immigrant population. Asians make up 26%. Large populations from the Caribbean, from the Middle East, from all sorts of areas all over the globe. And so this is a huge strength, right? In a global economy in the 21st century, we need to be able to tap into that. It's a blessing that folks from all over the globe have come to New York State. And really, when you talk outside of New York City, upstate as well, in Western New York, these communities, I think, have tremendous potential to really enliven the state and move its economy forward.
What are your plans for today? In-person lobbying, a rally, what else?
So we're going to have a press conference. We're going to have lobby visits, and we're really going to figure out some creative ways to engage. You know, everybody has lobby days, and there are actually other groups who are up here in the Capitol today. So we're going to try to do things a little bit different. We're going to try to really engage not only the electeds, but other members of the community in several creative ideas that our staff have going. But, you know, I think the key is, how do we make sure that we're talking with electeds, not just from the city, but from all over the state, and make sure that we educate them and say, there's a lot of benefits that you will find for native-born communities and immigrant communities alike if you're able to figure out the best way to integrate these newcomers.